Hey everybody, welcome back to Blah Blah Blah. I'm Cicely.
I'm Genevieve.
And I'm Zulema.
And today we thought we'd talk a little bit about back to school since it is late August, early September. Oh my God.
Like mid-September.
It's almost like fall, you guys. But that's today insane. Feels so hot in New York.
It's fall,
so
y'all.
It's fall, y'all.
No, I wish.
Go get your pumpkin spice latte, sit down, and let's talk about back to school.
Light a fire.
Yes. Or put your fake TV fireplace on. That's what I've been doing.
You've been doing that in this heat?
Yes. Well, okay, my apartment, like when you're in the AC and you kind of want it to be cozy, it's nighttime.
Yeah.
Also, when your apartment is not very like relaxing, you got to do everything. You put Zach Bryan on, like you put the fireplace on and you...
Light your incense.
Light That's your incense so and you just chill. Yeah. But we thought we'd talk about back to school because I think a lot of our babblers are going back to school. Mm-hmm. And we kind of want to talk specifically about college and freshman year at college. And what that was like, because it's a scary time, y'all. So,
are you like Southern now? Y'all,
what? She listens to Zach Bryan.
I listened to Zach Bryan once. Y'all, let's talk about a little bit of back to school. You know what I'm saying?
My name is like when I grew up in Kentucky and I was going to the university.
Girl, I went to Oklahoma City.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Oh,
thank right. you, because that is okay. where Zach Bryan is from.
Wait, speaking of school, me and Cicely watched that insane Alabama Rush documentary,
oh my
which
God.
Everyone I highly recommend.
Zoo, like, you so didn't see that, right?
No, I didn't. I still didn't watch
Hulu?
It.
Was that on
Hulu? Hulu or something?
No,
but no,
I think HBO Max.
It was so interesting, and I think for
this
us...
This is coming from, like, people who did not go to school.
That's
sororities.
What I'm saying. And I think that's why, for us, it's so interesting, is, like, we all went to, like, very, like, liberal arts, like, type of college, very, like, granola. Like, not granola, but, like, you could just do whatever you wanted to do, and, like, it was very just freeing, and I don't think a sorority was maybe, like, a cool thing at either school that we went to.
Yeah.
So it's so interesting to, like, look into that life, because it's like such,
planet.
Like, a big, it's such a crazy
Which,
thing.
Which, actually, speaking of, like, the fact that we're going to talk about college tips, I feel like we have to preface it from coming from, like, we went to such specific colleges. Like, if you were going to go to a big university with sororities and stuff.
Yeah, don't listen to us.
We're not going to give you any good advice for that, baby.
You probably should join a sorority, because that's probably a huge part of, like, college life. But that wasn't a part of our college experience.
Anyway, so that was why it was interesting for us to watch that, because it was just so different from what we experienced. I think my college, like, had sororities, but, like...
Wait, technically?
Technically, but I don't think, like... It we also technically had sports, but, like, where? You know?
Right. No, like, no, us same. Too.
We're, like, we didn't even have a gymnasium. Like,
no, they were, like, begging me to join their volleyball team.
What?
Says a lot.
They were begging me to join their, like, track team. I'm like, what track are you guys, like, warming up on? Like,
they were begging us to go to any game, like the basketball games. They were just like, please, we need people in the stands.
I think that would have been, like, fun to kind of
I don't think I went
live
to
that fantasy.
I did. I feel like I went to one. No,
okay.
Maybe
good
I
for
did
you.
I don't know.
She had her Letterman jacket on.
No, definitely not.
But yeah, I feel like college was such an exciting time, like, especially that first, like, month, because it's all so new, and, like, everyone talks about college being the best years of your life, which is a lot of pressure to put on 4 years.
Yeah, I, like, wasn't excited at all for freshman year. Like, I was excited for, like, the independence, and I was excited to live on my own, and I was excited to, like, be away from my house and everything, but I was, like, I think the nervousness and the, like, making new friends, moving. I was moving to, like, New York City. Like, I was, like, in a city. I was, like, I was just so scared. Like, I was so nervous. I was, like, how will I think also, like,
high
school.
I was shitting myself. I was so scared.
Yeah, high school, I didn't have, like, good friends, like, in my senior year, because all my friends were, like, older than me. So I think I put also, like, extra pressure on myself of, like, this is the time to make my friends, because, like, I want friends. Because, like, senior year of high school, I didn't have many friends because they all graduated.
I feel like everyone always talks about, too, their college friends or their, like, lifelong. You know, they're the kind of, they're who your bridesmaids are at your wedding.
Yeah.
It's your college friends.
I heard, because I was, like, listening to all the, I wanted all the advice. And I remember someone saying, like, the people you meet in the first week are the friends that you're going to have for the rest of your life. Right? So I came in being like, oh my God, this week is so important because these are going to be my friends for the rest of my life.
I got, like, such different advice.
Which is crazy because I met you literally the first day
and
we're still friends.
That is true.
That is funny. I got, like, the complete opposite advice because my brother's older than me, my sister's older than me, and I remember my sister being like, sophomore year, your friends change completely. Like,
really?
Your friends freshman year, like, yeah, like, there you'll be your friends, whatever, like, you'll be friends with them, but the second you, like, go through sophomore year, like, everybody has kind of, like, settled into who they are a little bit more, you know? And that's when you really, like, start to, like, shift and stuff. Because I think freshman year, at least for my sister, she was like, I need so many friends. I want a huge group of people. Like, I just want to have that traditional college. Like, I go to a party and I know everybody. And I have a big group that I can bring with me and whatever. And she's like, sophomore year is when I realized, like, oh, I kind of just want, like, four people that I'm really close to. And, like, that's pretty much good for me. And she realized, like, between freshman and sophomore year, like, that she maybe wanted different types of friends. Or, like, some of them were, like, oh, like, gonna stick and some of them weren't, you know?
Was that your experience?
My experience, and that's what I was, like, kind of holding on hope for, is, like, well, freshman year, I guess I can, like, backtrack a little bit. I went to the new school in the city. And so we didn't really have a campus. So that was something that, like, if I were to do my college over again, it is, like, it's yes and no. It's kind of like a double-edged sword because, like, I loved going to school in New York City because I felt like, my parents are going to hate me saying this, but, like, school kind of came second. You know, it was, like, I was living my life. I was having so much fun. I've always wanted to live in New York City. I was, like, going out, drinking, meeting new people. Like, I just felt so, like, invigorated by the city. An adult. And just, like, which is probably not good because I was, like, maybe feeling a little too adult. But I just, like, felt so great. But then also on the flip side, like, I didn't have a campus. So, like, meeting friends was so difficult. Meeting new people was so difficult because it's like,
it's not very grounding. Like, there's no, like, center of the
school. So you're not seeing people in your class, like, down the street. I mean, maybe you are, but it's less of, like, a community.
Exactly. Like, and when you got back to your dorm, it wasn't like, there was no, like, communal lounge. Like, there was in the basement, but nobody went down there. Like, you went to your dorm, slept, and then left. And then even your classes, you didn't really hang around school. Yeah. Nobody went to the library. Like, you were just kind of living your life in the city, and then you went to school on the side. So freshman year, I lived in a dorm, and I had a suite. And so my closest roommate to me was kind of strange. Like, the girl that I shared my room with.
Was it random?
Very random. I wanted to do random. I was like, I don't want to pick it. I kind of just want to, like, see what the world throws at me.
Yeah, I think that's the way you got to do it.
Yeah, because I just felt like, okay, if I choose somebody and it's not good, that's on me. You know, like, I have nobody to blame for that.
And I think it's good to, like, push yourself out of your comfort zone, because I feel like if I were to go to school with someone that I know, I would just stay with them the whole time, and then you're less likely to meet new people and, like, put yourself out there.
Yeah. Also, like, it's just, I'm like, how do you even really know online or meet? I'm like, it's very, like, strange. So I just did random because I was like, whatever. And I had a suite. So there was my room, and then there was two other rooms in my suite. So my roommate that I had with me, she was fine. She ended up moving out midway through freshman year. So, like, or, like, 3 months into freshman
year. Did she drop out?
Whoa. She didn't drop out. She just really didn't like my suite mates. My suite mates were very rude to her, which was not good. And also, like, made me feel very divided because it was kind of like, okay, I'm either friends with my suite mates or I'm friends with my roommate. And I couldn't really bridge the gap.
Did you like them?
Between both of them. I thought I did. I thought I liked them, but, like, looking back on it, they were really mean to her. So, like, I should have looked at that and been like, this is not, like,
the kind of person I want to be friends with.
Yeah, these are not the type of people. And then, yeah, freshman year for me was just, like, with this whole living situation was so difficult. Like, I was trying to find my own, and then there was two people that lived next to me, and then there was a girl who lived at the last room. And the girl who lived at the last room, I really loved her in the moment. I still, like, have, like, a lot of love for her. She dropped out during Christmas. But during, like, that first semester, she was, like, a big drinker. She would get, like, super drunk. One time she, like, peed in the lobby because she was so drunk. And, like, she, like, had to go to the hospital a lot of the times. Like, that was just, like, a very stressful.
I feel like a lot of people do that when they get to college because it's, like, now's your time to go crazy.
Yeah, exactly. That was, like, a very stressful situation. And then the girl who lived in the middle suite was dealing with, like, a ton of mental health stuff. Like, a lot. Like, cops got called on her a lot. So it was just, like, a very, like,
chaotic
and, like, that was just, like, between, like, living in the city, like, when you live in New York, I always say this, your home has to be kind of like a sanctuary. Yeah. And if it's not, then you're going to kind of go crazy and feel really overwhelmed. And I think that's what I felt, because I just felt super overwhelmed. But then also I felt, like, very trapped by those friends, because anytime I would hang out with somebody else, they would, like, be very passive aggressive toward me. Or, like, I would go hang out with somebody and they'd be like, where were you? And it was, like, super passive aggressive.
It's like a competitive kind of
thing. Yeah, so I was just really trying to balance all that stuff. So for me, I went into freshman year being like, this is gonna be the best year of my life. I'm so like looking forward to this like independence and whatever. And it had been hyped up to me as well as like,
yeah,
it's so fun. It's the best time ever. You're gonna meet like your bridesmaids, your soul sisters. You're gonna meet those people. And I also put extra pressure on myself of like, I didn't have a lot of friends for senior year of high school because they all graduated. So I was like, I need to make friends. Like, I don't want to be friendless. And so when I got there and I just felt like so overwhelmed by everything, it was just like, it was too much pressure on my shoulders and it was like too much that I just, for me, freshman year was not good. Yeah. But like,
and I feel like it's like that for so many people, but not a lot of people want to admit that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why like every time I'd go to your guys' college, it felt like such a breath of fresh air because, I mean, you guys had each other, you had great friends. You had a cozy campus, like, a good room, you know? Like, it was just, like, so nice for me to have that outlet of being able to, like, go to a place that, like, had a campus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we didn't even have a dining hall. We had, like, a room that had, like, some, like, pre-made sandwiches and stuff. So it was just, like...
Wait, really?
No, I didn't
know. Where did people get food?
We had, like, in the main building, that one that looks like an ant farm, whatever, there was a room that's probably the size of, like, your apartment that had... like a pasta station.
That, FYI, everyone, that's small.
Yeah, a pasta station. It had like a soup station, which I knew two people who got food poisoning from the soup, so we didn't eat that.
Oh my God.
And then it had like one station that had like rotating food out.
Yeah.
And then it had like just pre-made stuff. And that was it, but it was only open until like 8 p.m. It opened at like 9 a.m. So like if you went in there, like you really had to like get, like you couldn't like do like late night meals. You couldn't, it wasn't like.
That's such a different experience because our like dining area was such like a watering hole for being with people because you would sit at tables where other people would be sitting. So you're inevitably, you're like talking to people. It was like the food place was such like a social hub.
It was like where you met your friends or like where you got together with people.
Because food is such a, it's a thing that brings people together, so it's, it is nice to have that space. Like I do think we're lucky we had multiple spaces that had food gathering
and
areas.
You guys had like grass and like grass, a lawn, you know, and stuff, but it's like also I was in New York City, so I felt like I was having so much fun. So it is like there were so many bad things, but there was also so many good things. So
it's such
if
a
you were
bag.
To do it again, do you think you would choose a different like environment? Like,
I think
not
that's like
city?
I've thought about that so many times, and I don't know because I think like as hard as it was freshman year, I think I'm glad that I kind of got all of that out of my system. Mm-hmm. And I think if I didn't live in New York City or like wasn't close to like a big city, I wouldn't have necessarily gotten that out of my system. Mm-hmm. Like now I feel like I'm a grandma, and I'm kind of like grateful for that. You know, like I see people that are like still doing drugs and like still drinking so much, and I'm like, I just don't feel the need to do that because I just was in New York City. I just felt like we just did that, like that was just like nightlife and whatever, whereas other people I know, like whatever, like they are still doing stuff like that, which is like each their own, but I'm glad that I was able to like grow up really quickly, even if I do like regret a lot of things that happened and like don't really like to think about like freshman and sophomore year. But I think it was so hard. So, like, now everything else is just seems so much better. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I would do if I did it over again. And I think that's, like, the hard thing is, like, I can't. So I just have to be, like, grateful for what I learned and what I had. And junior year, senior year were amazing. Like, I loved that.
Yeah.
But it was just, like, it was so hard. And then making friends, like, back to the friend situation, it's, like, okay, then I lived with these people. Sophomore year, we got an apartment together. And it was so bad. It was just, like, literally so bad that I was like, oh, my God. Like, these are my friends. Like, these are the only friends I made freshman year.
Yeah.
And it's, like, if I'm living with them and I don't like them, like, oh, my God, what do I do? Like,
right. It's
and
so
that's
hard,
the hard
like,
thing
once
about
people
the city.
Already have their friend group sophomore year.
Yeah.
It's really hard to, like, join another friend group or, like, make new friends.
It's so hard. And it's also, like, extra hard in a city because you're, like, and I lived in Brooklyn. So it's, like, I wasn't seeing people walking to class. I wasn't like in class, like you didn't really make friends in class, like that's not where you did it,
right?
You did it in like parties or whatever, but it's like it was just, it's such a hard dynamic to describe because it's like, yes, we were in school, but everybody had like internships and jobs and this and that, and like everybody lived all over the city, like after freshman year, even freshman year, but specifically after, people just moved all over. So it's like getting a group, like making new friends, was just like super difficult. So it's like I sympathize with people out there who are like, oh my God, I did not meet like my besties in college, because I didn't either. And I remember my parents hyping it up. And it just like doesn't work like that for a lot of people. And like, yeah. I mean, I'm so thankful for G introducing me to Zoo and like all that stuff. But now I feel like out of college is now when I'm starting to really like kind of make new friends again and like put myself out there and
yeah,
make friends with people who I feel like really connected to. Like my point is just don't put all your eggs in the college basket, because
yeah, don't so put much too life much pressure on yourself, because it's not the only time to make friends.
Yeah.
Right. And it might not be the best time of your life, and that's totally fine. I think like when people say it's the best time of their life, they had probably really high highs, but they also probably had really low lows, yeah, and they don't really talk about that time.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to talk about your first week at college?
Do it.
Okay, so I grew up in Portland, and I really wanted to get, like, as far away from home as possible, and I really like New York, so I was like, I want to go to a school that's close to New York. So we went to Sarah Lawrence, which is kind of, like, an hour outside of the city, and I remember the week before, I was with my parents, you know, going shopping for, like, all of the college materials, and I thought that was so fun, like, doing my Target run.
I love a Target run.
I didn't know who I was going to room with, because I had, like, turned in some form late, and that was, like, the punishment was, like, random roommates, and they didn't tell you who it was. And so I got to college, and I met my roommates. I was in a triple. It was, like, probably the size of a closet, this room. We had our desks and our dressers, like, underneath our twin, like, bunk bed. It was, yeah, it was a very tight squeeze. But
like when you were in bed up in your area, like you could have held hands with the person sleeping in the bed next to you. Like that's how small it was.
Yeah, it was tiny, but it was also exciting because I don't know, it was, I think I love change. And so like having something new is like, it was very exciting for me, but I was also so shy and so scared. And I felt like I'm not a very good person to like put myself out there. And so I was like, oh my God, like, how am I going to meet new people? And so I met, like, the people in my hall, and I think those were the people that I was mostly friends with, because those are the people I saw all the time. It was just, like, we would just hang out with each other.
Yeah. You guys had a good hall.
It was very, like, open door policy, too. Like, that first week, everyone just has their doors open.
Yeah.
And it's a very short hall, maybe, like, I don't know.
10 rooms?
10?
10 dorms?
And so you could just kind of say hi and meet people.
Yeah.
That was a nice aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your first week like?
So kind of similar. I was like, grew up in LA. I wanted to be in New York City so badly. So as far away as I could get from LA. And I was just excited. I'm someone who loves school. So I love, like, a school environment. Like, that's just something I was really looking forward to, was going to college. And I didn't have the best high school experience, like, socially, but also just the timing was really awful because I went to high school junior year. So making friends was so difficult. It felt like I barely was in high school. So to me, almost going to college felt like I was going to my freshman year of high school that I never got to have. So I was so excited to just, like, have a fresh start, like, no acting friends, no, like, homeschooling. Like, I just got to have a fresh start. I even started, like, introducing myself as Genevieve, which I had never done before. It was always G.
And somehow you still ended up as G to everyone.
I'm still G because it's just my nickname. But that was just really nice. And I was so excited. My mom and my dad and my aunt, like, dropped me off, and it was just really sweetness. And then I had a roommate situation that I actually knew my roommate. I just had one roommate in a small little room with her two beds, and I was introduced to her through a mutual friend. So I didn't really know her, but I knew her friend, and her friend thought that we would be, like, a good fit. So it wasn't like I was going with a close friend.
Yeah, but I think that's still really nice that you, like, knew her, kind of.
It was like, we were still meeting each other, like, kind of for the first time. Like, we were getting to know each other, so it was sort of, like, random, but not completely random. We had this, like, one little tie or whatever. And she was so sweet. Like, we literally had the best time together. She's super outgoing, kind of like me, and very, like, bubbly. So it was kind of nice to have that. We were, like, so excited to, like, decorate our room together. Yeah. And she was just such a fun personality. So that was a great person to... She created, like, a really positive, excited, like, environment in our room.
Yeah.
And I think this was in the first week. You probably remember better than I do. I can't remember. But sometime during the first week, me and my roommate... We were like, let's go down the hall.
It was the first day. Was it like the first day? Within the first hour of moving in. Yes.
So we move in, our parents probably left. And then we decide to go down each door, knock, and introduce ourselves. And we're like, hi, we want friends. We want to be friends with people. So we did the complete, like, putting ourselves out there. It was to really the cute. Max.
From the other side, so I was laying in my bed, probably. I just unpacked everything. And I see these two girls just, like, open the door. And they're like, hi, we want to be friends. And then they just, like, left. I was like, okay.
She was, like, up on, like, Mount Everest in her, like, bunk bed up. She was so tall.
Oh, my God.
We're just putting our feelers out there.
But I feel like that's what you have to do. Everyone wants to make friends at college. Yeah. And so you have to understand that everyone is in the same boat. Mm-hmm. And so you just have to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And in whatever way... is an authentic, that's such an authentic version of myself. So I think that's a good way to kick something off. Like, that is just who I am. I'm the type of person that's gonna knock on your door and be like, hi, I want to be friends. And maybe that's not everybody, but you just be like you and putting yourself out there, and then you're gonna attract the people that are attracted to that, which are the right people for you, you know.
Yeah, I definitely think that was, like, a mistake that I made freshman year. Is, like, well, I went to Parsons, too, so it's, like, everybody, like, not everybody, a lot of people were very, like, standoffish, like, very, like, oh, my God, what are you wearing? Like, is that not Prada? Like, oh, I don't want it. Like, that was kind of, like, the vibe a little bit, even though we were all, like, living in this shitty dorm together. But I think that was, like, my thing is, like, I was so intimidated by everybody, and, like, I didn't want to be perceived as, like, not cool. So then I think I tried to, like, not care, you know?
Right.
And then I think in return, in any situation, not caring, pretending like you don't care, doesn't get you what you want.
Yeah.
So it's, like, know what you want and then just be confident and then go out and do it, because you're going to attract the same people, you know?
That is the other thing. The whole, like... being cool. We had a different version of that at Sarah Lawrence that was sort of like, I don't know, it's not high fashion, like how yours was very fashion based. This was more like grungy, kind of like, are you artsy enough? Are you hand rolling your cigarettes? Are you skateboarding? Like, it was very a specific aesthetic. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think, like, as much as you can, like, just stay true to, like, who you are, this is for any scenario where it's a new scenario. You want to attract the people that are going to like who you are and not who you are pretending to be to try to fit in. So definitely think as much as you can avoid trying to assimilate too much.
Yeah.
You know?
And you should try to join activities that you're actually interested in. So if you want to, like, if you like knitting, like, join a knitting club or, like, go to things... of things that you're interested in. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like,
I totally agree.
Because then you'll meet people that are interested in the same things, and then you can, like, relate on something.
Right.
And I think that's maybe something... I mean, I don't really remember there being that many clubs.
Yeah, that wasn't such a big thing.
That wasn't,
thing.
Like, a thing.
I feel like we met friends, like, through friends of friends.
Yeah.
But there was definitely a lot of flux in the beginning. So what happened with me was me and my roommate... And this is all freshman year. Me and my roommate... were kind of very tight-knit. We would do everything together for, like, the first week or two or three. And then I met Zoo, and I met some other people in the hall. We sort of became friends. And then the thing with my roommate, she became friends with Zoo's roommate.
Yeah.
And then we just sort of, like, shifted. And I feel like that happened the whole first year. Mm-hmm. You are meeting people, and you're kind of shifting in and out of different almost, like, friend groups. And you're trying to just, like... feel what is gonna stick.
Yeah.
And it takes some time for that to happen. And I think just to be open to things changing and not getting too attached to any one thing or person or scenario, because there's so much like flux that happens that first year.
Like, be open to the flux, like be open to the change,
and just going with like the flow of the like wave of people and experiences, because it all ends up kind of like sifting itself out in the end.
I also think that like relates to classes too. People are always like, oh my god, what classes do I take, what major do I want to be in, what do I want to do? And like, take everything you can take, like do as many different classes as you can, like say whether with clubs or like whatever activity or whatever, like do everything you can and make it all different if you can, because then like you'll start to figure out like what fits and what makes sense. And like she's saying, like it'll all sift, like freshman year, I remember that was why I really liked the new school and why I ended up like going there or choosing it, because we only had one prerequisite and that was writing. And then other than that, you could take anything else. We didn't have math, we didn't have science, we didn't have anything that you had to take. And I loved that because I was able to take so many different classes.
Yeah, me too.
And then I like so quickly found teachers that I liked and people that I liked and subjects that I liked, and I felt so much freedom from that. So like that's was like such a great thing that I really loved in my college. And like
that is another good point that just kind of like reminded me. I remember when the class list would come out and everyone, you know, would be talking about, oh, this class is really easy.
Yeah,
everyone would want to take like these classes that they've heard the teacher is really easy, or it's like kind of you can slide through it, you know, there's all people are always going to talk about classes. But I think something that I really stuck to was I took classes that like I was interested in, no matter how weird or crazy they sounded. I took an African politics class because it sounded interesting to me. I took a Holocaust class because it sounded interesting to me. Like, and not worrying about what
people
thought.
Feminism in the Bible. Like, I was like, yeah, that sounds amazing.
And that's the best part about college. It's like, yes, you are there for like all the experiences, and you should just do what you want to do. Like, make the most out of it. And not be worried about what people think or what the popular class to take is or like whatever, because that's all such bullshit.
But also be open to taking things that you didn't necessarily think you would be interested in, because we had this thing where you had to like interview for classes, and most of the time you wouldn't get into all your classes that you wanted, and so you'd be left with basically all the leftovers of none of the classes that you wanted to take. And I think that can be a real bummer, but I think you can like reframe it in your mind and be like, okay, this is not something I thought I would be interested in, but it could be like a new learning experience, and like you could learn to love it.
I almost feel like that's why people say college is the best years of your life. It's almost, it's not like the best necessarily. I think that's the wrong like word. It's like where the most like change happens and the most like self-learning and discovering. It's like, it's the, I don't know, it's the time when you were like, just trying new things on. It's almost like you're trying on these different like versions of yourself,
and you can and like so constantly fun. Try them on too, and nobody's judging you. You know, like day to everyone's day, doing it. You can literally like be a different person, and like that's okay because you're just figuring out your life.
I was like, I got a nose ring, and I cut my hair, and I like changed my style, and like embracing those changes and trying to like figure out what feels good on you. And that has to do with classes, has to do with friends, what friends make you feel good, which ones don't, like all that stuff is just, you're collecting like this data for your life, and it's just so much fun. And hard. It's not just fun, it's also it's very hard.
And I think it's so interesting because the people that I know, at least from like home or people that I know like growing up or whatever, a lot of them who went to a college and kind of did the same thing that they were doing in high school, like joined a fraternity, like, and did that. Not that that joining a fraternity or sorority or anything is like bad, but they just didn't really, in my eyes, from looking from the outside in, and obviously I don't know a lot just looking on Instagram or talking to them once a month or whatever, but I don't think a lot of people I know like allowed themselves really to like go try all these different new things because they just really wanted to like fit in, you know, they wanted to have friends, they wanted to fit in, they wanted to be invited to the parties and all that stuff. So like, even for me, not that what I did was better than anybody else's, but like, as uncomfortable as I was and as like sometimes so unhappy as I was or whatever, like I'm so proud of myself for like really, like G's saying, like you're saying, do all these different things and be open to everything. And like, I did change so much, and I hate looking back on that person sometimes, but like also, yeah, like, I am not who I am now without going through all that stuff right. that I did freshman year. Mm-hmm. And now it's interesting because the people that I saw, like, not really embracing maybe all the differences and the change and stuff in college are doing it now, mm-hmm. which is so interesting. It's like,
yeah. now they're out of college. Regardless.
It's going to happen. Yeah. Like,
you can't stop it.
You can't stop yourself from wanting to explore and from wanting to try mm-hmm. new things and from seeing every version of yourself, yeah. you know? It's like, it's going mm-hmm. to happen regardless of how much you, like, push it down or stop it or whatever. And I think college is the perfect time, at least for a lot of people, to just, like, embrace that
right.
and do it.
Yeah.
Because nobody's really, like, judging you because everybody's doing it themselves.
Yeah.
What would you guys say about, like, partying? I'm trying to think, like, freshman year. I mean, like, drinking was just, like, so new to me.
Yeah.
It's, like, exciting. Yeah. You're overdoing stuff. That's normal.
I remember I had a fake ID because I went to a school in a city. So, like, we all in high school had fake IDs. And I remember I was, like, I think, like, one of the only ones with a fake ID. So I was, like, in charge of getting the alcohol and, like, all that stuff.
Oh, my God. I remember, like, this one liquor store that we would go to get our alcohol.
Yeah, because they didn't.
Yeah.
They carded that they were chill. They were very chill.
Yeah.
I remember we'd get, like, our blue raspberry Svedka, and I would be, like, literally shaking in my boots.
I know.
And I was, like, giving them my North Carolina
Wait, did I have ID. A fake ID freshman year?
I got you one.
Freshman year?
Yeah.
Wow.
But, like, halfway through the year.
Okay, yeah, because I was, like,
you came in not having one, and then...
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
And then Zoo was, like, let me
help you. Girl needs some help with this.
She's, like, thank God I met her.
Yeah,
because, like, who would sell me alcohol? I looked, like, 12.
Well, we would go to this place in the... Well, basically, we would drink in our dorms. Like, it was all about the pregame, because we couldn't really, like, get alcohol usually out. I remember my first night in New York City, we, like, got belligerently drunk in my dorm, and then we just, like, walked around the city. Like, that was the night out,
well,
you know?
Whenever we used to come into the city, which was, like, every freaking weekend,
it was so
we
fun.
Would go to Sahara East because it was, like, the place where you didn't get carded.
It was, like, you had to buy, like, lounge.
Let's out them on blah, blah, blah.
It was, like, a hookah lounge.
But police go to them.
They make you pay, like, $80 for this pitcher of, it was probably lemonade and, like,
vodka.
It was
literally water, and we were, like, oh, my God, I'm so fucked up.
And it's literally like, a hookah lounge, so you also have hookah, which
you
I don't really like.
Required to buy a pitcher, and you are required to buy a hookah.
Yeah.
And we thought we were the shit, okay?
We were inhaling that smoke, blowing it out. Like, we thought we were so
cool.
What even is hookah? Does it have, like...
It's like water vapor, I think.
Nicotine?
No, it has, I don't think it has any...
What's the point?
You look cool.
I think that's what we thought.
Yeah. But anyway, we'd go to this place. But then I remember, like, midway through sophomore year, they started carding.
They started
getting really strict.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let us in. And then they were like, okay, if you each pay $40, we'll let you in. And we were like, okay. And so we, like, went in. And then we, on top
so
of that,
sad.
Had to buy the pitcher. On top of that, had to buy the hookah. And we were like, what the hell?
It's expensive to be underage.
It is so expensive and nerve-wracking to be underage. Are you kidding?
But that was the fun of it. And then I remember when I actually got an ID, I was like, okay, the excitement of, like, drinking is
gone.
That was, like, the activity.
Yeah.
Like, the activity was to drink.
Can you get in? Well, it was also, like, can you get in? That was the excitement. Like, that was a game.
The anxiety of
it. It was like, let's try to sneak in. Let's do this. Let's whatever.
Yeah.
I remember this one time. This is, like, my favorite story probably from college. But we were all going out, and there was a friend of G's and Zoo's who, like, knew somebody at this, like, basically sports bar on 15th Street, like, kind of by my dorm. And I was wearing a basketball jersey. I had pink hair. I had clips all in my hair. I had literal, like, sparkle eyeshadow so thick and, like, intense. If you, like, put a flashlight to me, you'd, like, be blinded. I was wearing, like, maybe sneakers or whatever, but, like, we had, like, intense makeup on. We looked, like, good for us. Like, we were just crazy. Anyway, we go to this place, we're standing in line, and we're like, oh my God, will we get in, like, what's gonna happen? We get up to the front of the line, they look us up and down, they look at me, and they're like, maybe you guys should, like, go put some makeup on or something.
They're like,
do you guys remember that?
Heels on.
And put some heels on.
Yeah.
I was like, babe, look at my eyes. I was like, flash your little flashlight up to my eyes. Anyway, it was just like nights like that were kind of just like our nights going out.
Yeah.
Not like specifically like that. I just like that story because I thought it was funny, but.
Yeah, I remember freshman year, I was just like, I am going to do anything. Like, I was just so open. I was like, if someone is like, do this, I was like, okay, like, why not? Why not try it? But I think also in high school, like my junior and senior year, I was heavily drinking. Like, I went through my crazy drinking phase. Mm-hmm. And so by the time I got to college, I wasn't really like, oh my God, I can drink now. I kind of had gotten over that. And so I don't think drinking was really a problem for me. I mean, I probably got really drunk and drunker than I should have gotten, but I don't really regret anything.
No, I don't either. I mean, I had fun, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
As wild as that was, I had fun.
Yeah.
A lot of people are asking us in our Instagram question, do we have any tips for, like, time management? Like, managing academic schedule and don't social life.
Don't ask me.
Zoo?
You should ask me.
Zombie F?
I'm gonna say, I had so much fun, and I got all my shit done on time.
Yeah, baby.
And I got good grades, and that was important to me because I love school, like I said, and that's important to me. So it's, like, as much as all this, like, fun stuff is going on, I did, like, make sure that I, like, went to the library and, like, set aside time because I know for me, I think it's based on, like, what your needs are. So it's, like, for me, I need, like, quiet, alone time and a lot of it to, like, think well and to process information and all that kind of stuff. So I just made sure, like, I set aside that time to, like, be alone in the midst of the, like, socializing. And I think all it is it's just, like, literally putting it in your schedule, your calendar. I like to write things down. So just putting aside, like, okay, this time in this day, I'm going to do 1 to 2 hours in the library or in a park by myself studying or writing or whatever it is that you need to do, or reading. There was, like, we had a lot of, like, stuff that we needed to read.
Oh my God, so much.
And I just wanted to, like, make the most out of my classes, because when you think about, like, the money that you're paying, how much each class, like, costs, you know, they'll always do that.
One class. Yeah. Like, literally one class.
I, like, really put a lot of pressure on myself, and I think it's good pressure. I really wanted to, like, read every book that we had and every assignment that we were given, because I just was like, this is expensive. This is what I'm really here for. Like, all the other stuff is just, like, fun extra stuff. But, like, if you want to party, you can do that without going to college. Like, just move to a city and, like, go to bars, yeah. Because that's what the rest of life is like, you have socializing and you're out. And I just would say, if you're gonna go to college and, like, do it, and you don't have to go to college, it's not necessary for life, but if you're gonna, like, take advantage of the materials that you're being given, yeah, and the teachers, mm-hmm, and go to class and, like, respect it, because it is such a privilege to be able to go to college. Yeah. Yeah. It really is.
For me, I felt like I think for me it was different. Like, I graduated college with 4.0, which I feel very proud of, but, ooh, I think I did that because I was, like, unhappy with, like, maybe, like, my friends or my living. I put a lot of my frustration into school, which I, like, tend to do. And also, like, when you're able to pick your classes, and, like, we've been talking about, like, they are so interesting. Yes. Like, that you, yeah, will, I think a lot of people are like, oh my God, like, it's just going to be like high school, whatever. But it's like, when you're able to pick them.
Yeah, it's different.
It's different. Like, yeah. I think you are more interested in it. So it's easier maybe than high school to make time for that.
You want to.
Yeah. It's, yeah, like, yes, the reading is so hard and whatever. But, like, I think it's just like it's a different level of learning. Not like, oh, you need to be smarter to go to college. No, but I think it's just like, the teachers are more engaged, your classmates are more engaged. Like, the conversations that I would have in class were just so amazing. Like, they, yeah, were just so good. Like, I felt so smart and so, like, fulfilled leaving class. I know, fulfilled. I didn't learn that in college. every day. But I also think it's like, when I went to college, I was assuming that my social life was going to take over every aspect of my life, because it's almost like you're going to summer camp, but then on top of that, you have all these assignments to do and you have to get school done and stuff. Mm-hmm. There are still 24 hours in a day, you know? And, yep, your classes, yeah, are only an hour and a half, 60 minutes maybe, like 90, I don't know. And the social life is usually from like 9 p.m. on. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I remember being stressed, like, oh, I'm going to go to college. I'm going to have no time because, like, gee, I love school. So I'm going to have no time to do school. I'm going to be so stressed with friends, with social life, with getting my life together, with doing everything. But it's like, there are still 24 hours in a day. Mm. And you're not at school for 8 of them like you were in high school. So I felt like I had more time to do things than I did in high school, yeah. Weirdly enough.
Oh, my God. Yeah. High school was like... Yeah. I felt so much busier.
So much busier. And you're in school all day.
It's like this practice of like finally getting to like independently literally work on your time management. Yeah. How are you going to like structure your day? It's such an experiment for the rest of your life. Yeah. Because the rest of your life, you use these skills. How am I going to use my time today?
Yeah.
And it kind of starts in college. I remember like this is the first time that, I'm going to go get a coffee this morning. Yeah. And I'm going to like go to class. And then after class, I'm going to like go to the park or see a friend. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun to like have this independence and this freedom, but within like a structure.
Yeah.
It's really nice to have that. That's the part of adulthood that freaking sucks because you kind of lose like that.
Any sort of structure.
Structure, which is really nice. Kind of comforting about school. But yeah.
Yeah. For me, I'm not really a person that like writes stuff down in a planner or makes a to-do list. I've tried it. It just doesn't work for me. But something that does work is creating a routine. Like every week I have this class at this time and maybe I do my readings like between these classes or like I have these routines where I know that I can like keep myself accountable and do the same thing each week. I think it's just about making a routine and like see what works for you. And I mean, I'm so bad at time management in terms of like getting my assignments done on time. And I think it really caused a lot of stress because I would leave everything till the last minute.
So I'd be having a mental breakdown on my floor.
Like every semester, I'd be like, gee, why do I keep doing this to myself?
And I would try to help.
No, I'm never going to change. I've just accepted that. But I think what I would tell myself is like, it's, I was really, like, I loved all my classes. I took school very, very seriously. But I wish I could tell myself, like, in those moments, like, it's really not that big of a deal. It's not the end of the world. Yeah. Like, this essay is not going to change your life. Just get it done. Like, it's not going to be perfect.
Yeah, it really stems from, it's almost not even a lack of, I mean, okay, yeah, you have, like, a different time management style. But I think it's more based in, like, that you are such a perfectionist. Yeah. You just want everything to be great. And I agree with what you're saying. Like, I think the reason that I was able to get stuff done was because I just was like, just start writing something.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be perfect. You write so many essays and do so many things in college that just getting them done, like,
you just have to,
that was like my thing. It's like anytime I had to do something, I was like, Cicely, just get a draft down. Because once I had a draft down, even if it was the worst draft ever, I felt so much more on top of my stuff.
And they,
I was
always like, no, say, I can like,
just go edit it.
In writing and like screenwriting classes, you can't edit a blank page.
That's so period. True.
So
period. Well, I also, the one advice that I didn't really follow, but sometimes did, that I would definitely do if I could go back, and the one advice that I would definitely give people going into college, as hard and annoying and whatever as it is, utilize like office hours of your professors. Like, that's the one thing that I wish I would have done more of, is like, these people are so smart, they're so interested in you, they're so interested in the topic, and they want to talk to you. And it's like, every time I went to office hours, I was always just like intimidated, and I didn't want to have to walk back to their office and whatever. Like, I wasn't on a campus, so it was a little more difficult. But I, like, every time I went, I was like, that was, like, even if we weren't even talking about the subject or whatever, but, like, building a relationship with your teachers like that.
It's the best.
Having a connection with them and talking with them and whatever. Not even is the best for your moment right then. It's not even the best for the class in general, but, like, for your life.
Because you can always reach out to these people, your teachers. Yeah.
So many professors that, like, I still email because I'm, like, and I'm still on their email list for all their things. And they send me jobs still. Like, they do. Yeah. So it's, like, that is the one advice that I would give to myself. And I think that also helps you with time management, because it kind of forces you to get stuff done, because they'll ask you like, oh, how's your blah 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 essay going, and then you can talk about it. And so that's the one thing that I would definitely get advice for.
The nice thing about our school was that we had that worked into every single one of our classes, so we would meet with our professors like every other week. Mm-hmm. It was just like worked into the schedule.
Mm-hmm. So nice.
Which was really nice. But I remember so many times I'd be like, oh my God, like, I haven't done enough. Like, they asked me, like, to do this essay or like to be at this point, and I hadn't done it, and I was like trying to make an excuse not to go. But every time I went and met with them, it made me feel so much better because they were able to help me. And I think that's something that I probably would tell myself, is like, be honest with your professors if you're struggling in a certain thing, or like you're not good at time management, like just be honest with them, because it's helpful for them to know that and to be able to help you going forward.
Yeah. And they want to help you. They are teachers. Yeah. That is their job. Like, utilizing
and that also, there's like no worse feeling than like not being prepared and trying to like fake your way through that. I remember one time in class, I didn't read the reading because I like something happened or whatever. And I remember the whole class being so anxious. And I had this one class where you were had to speak twice. Like, it was, if you didn't speak twice, your grade for that day was not good. And so I was like making shit up, and I was like so nervous. So, and that was like, after that class, I was like, I will never not read anything again, because it's just not worth it, you know?
And the other thing I was gonna say was, as much as we've talked about like the social aspect and like going out, and there is so much of that in college, also there's always gonna be another party. Like, so that is what I would definitely tell myself. And tell anyone who's going to college, there is always going to be another party, and it's going to be just as good as the one that's happening tonight. Like, there's going to be a million of them. If you are like feeling run down, or you genuinely don't want to go out, or you don't want to socialize, like skipping that. I spent, as much as I did like socializing and having fun, I spent so many nights cozied up in my bed.
Friday nights, Saturday nights,
watching my show, reading, like,
And it's really make important you a loser to do that. Either.
It does not make you a loser. It makes you, it keeps you, like, healthy mentally and, like, physically, and also, so that you have the space and the time to, like, do that work for school, and just having like balance, like as much as you can, like finding balance.
I remember totally so many times I would feel so guilty for not wanting to go out and just being like wanting to stay in and watch my show or whatever. And
I mean, I still feel that way.
I still feel that way. But I think you need that. You need that to, like, you know, recharge if you're like, if you are an introvert. Or
and it's like creating a sanctuary, like Cicely saying, your room being like a sanctuary in college. I feel like whatever show or comfort thing, especially in your first year of college, that just makes you feel safe and comfortable, cozy, and like relaxed, whether it's like a show, or you bring like a pillow or a blanket, like something that makes your room, your dorm room, feel like a cozy little relaxing sanctuary. Because there's a lot of overstimulation, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of new stuff. So having something,
I think, also to feel like grounded. A theme that I'm like getting from you guys just talking about this is like, and I think I felt this too, is like college to me, for some reason in my head, felt like a little bit like temporary. I mean, you're only there for 4 years. So it's like, you have to go out and do everything. You have to do this. You have to get good grades. You have to like go to every party. You don't even worry about like spending time in your room, because you're not going to be there for that long. It doesn't really matter. Like, oh, I have to do that. Whatever. You just have to have the best time. You have to make friends. Like, it feels like all this pressure is like bottled down into these like 4 years and whatever. Yeah. But at the end of it, it's your life. Right. It's 4 years of your life. So it's like, make the best of it and like get into your routine. Make yourself comfortable. Like, don't feel like you have to do everything. It almost feels like it's like summer camp for 4 years. And like at summer camp, you're going to go roast the s'mores by the fire every single night, because you're like, I'm only here for a certain amount of time. But it's like, it is your life. So like, do it how you want to do it. Then you'll be the happiest.
Some of the best times I feel like from college were like when me and Zoo and friends were eating our Trader Joe's microwave fried rice on the floor of my dorm. Or when we were just, me and Zoo would sit on my bed. I remember this so much freshman year. We'd just sit on my bed, talk, watch YouTube videos. Like, those are the times. I would play music from my speaker and we would dance in the dorm room. It's, you create your own little fun, your little like bubble of fun. And however that is, don't compare it to other people's. It's your thing.
Yeah, everyone's gonna have a different experience. Yeah. I remember the first time I went back home after college, we were like, all my friends were talking about our college experiences, and I think it's really hard because some people are like having a great time and some people are really struggling.
Yeah.
So I think just focus on like yourself and how you can make your experience the best that you can.
Yeah.
And it's so much about balance. Like, it is about you know, listening to yourself, but it's also, it's important to push yourself out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And, like, do things that you might not be comfortable totally. With at first, because
discomfort, like, yeah. equals growth. It yeah. just does.
I also think college is, like, such a forgiving time. It's, like, one of the most forgiving times. So it's, like, yeah. just yeah. do it.
Just go do for it.
Nike actually sponsored this yes. Podcast.
So thank you, we actually want to thank our sponsor.
And that brings me into our sponsor, Nike.
Just you know who'd be it. Great for this one is BetterHelp.
Oh, my because God.
Because I wish I had a therapist to talk to during college.
Oh, my God. I'd be God. Like, you're my therapist. I would just come into yeah. your room and I'd be like, so I am actually very anxious because I haven't done this assignment.
No, your friends are your therapists in college.
And maybe yeah. that's why, like, people say you get so close to people in college. Like, that's when you make your best friends. Because, like, they're your everything. Like, they're your family. They're yeah. your chefs sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
They're hey, your mom.
Can
they're
we
your...
talk about food for 1 second when oh, yeah, we yeah, wrap this up, because I just think it's funny. Like, me and Zoo love food. I think we have
okay,
that
what
in
about
common.
Cicely?
Cicely loves food yes. too, but I just mean, like, we would cook a lot together or, like, make meals together. We did the most DIY shit because yeah. in my dorm, I didn't have anything. We had a mini fridge and a microwave.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, a kitchen downstairs. Mm-hmm. That we would get our, like, ingredients from the salad bar. This is what we would do, you guys.
Yeah.
So we'd go to the salad bar. It was, like, the
because
the
you
move.
Got, like, points,
yeah.
you know? Like,
it was cheap. Yeah. It was, like, provided by the school. So we'd go get our salad bar ingredients. So you got tomatoes. You got spinach. You got mushroom. All
tofu,
these raw vegetables. Yeah. Tofu. Then we would bring them down to the kitchen and we would make a stir fry.
Yeah,
we would just heat them
the
up.
It was the best thing. I would make that every single day.
Every single night. It was just vegetables
with
from
our
the salad
nutritional
bar.
Yeast and my like yeah. pound of red chili
yep.
flakes.
Maybe some like coconut amino soy sauce.
Oh
something
yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
So smart.
And that would be our meal. And yeah, I can still smell the red pepper flakes.
Yeah.
Even now.
Oh, that was the best.
And then Trader Joe's fried rice, we like lived off of that because microwave.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
And you would make your all of your meals on top of the fridge on this
yep.
small cutting board.
I had a mini cutting board and I would do my like granola, right?
Yeah.
Granola, and I would keep some almond milk in the fridge. My mom makes like the best granola. And I would have that. Because again, that was like a thing. It was like that
yeah.
was really comforting to me
yeah.
to like make food because I like making food. And
girl did what she had to do
yeah.
to feel at home. Let's say that.
And sometimes I'd make
yeah.
oatmeal in my little fridge too. When it was winter, I'd do oatmeal.
Yeah.
But I feel like those were the majority of our meals. And then
yeah,
we'd eat at the dining hall usually. Or mm-hmm. there was like a couple places in the little town. There was like four restaurants maybe.
Yeah.
And we would eat and sometimes
we'd
in the town.
Order stuff.
You guys order Thai food a lot.
We would order Chipotle a lot.
Chipotle. It wasn't Thai so much. We would do Chipotle.
Was
we
that
would
like
do...
sophomore, junior year? I feel like you guys ordered Thai a lot sophomore year.
I remember there being a Thai
it's
place.
Us now.
Oh.
It's
yeah,
just
it's
us
more
currently.
Us now. I mean, the Thai place was fine, but it was more like Chipotle
yeah.
or like Indian food.
Okay, Indian, that's what it
was. A lot of Indian food.
Yeah.
Indian.
There was that one Indian food place.
Right.
Yeah.
So those were the vibes. What was your like food situation? Do you remember?
God, it was like CVS candy aisle. That's what it was. I definitely gained the freshman 15. I'll say that. And if
yeah.
you do, it is okay, baby.
Yeah,
because it is
does.
A hard fucking time.
Oh my God. Can we say that? Because
yeah.
seriously.
I just did.
Like
yeah.
truly though.
I gained like the freshman 25,
yeah.
I think.
And
literally.
Not to like call my mom out, but I am going to say this because I think that this is probably relatable to some people. I came home from, like, I think it was my freshman year, and my mom was like, wow, you, like, really, you know, gee, you kind of, like, look different. You, like, she was insinuating that I gained weight.
I would literally,
I can't remember what she said.
Start bawling.
Yeah,
my
it was.
Said the same
oh
thing
God.
To me.
It was really surprising, and I think moms just sometimes, they want the best for you, but, like, you know, sometimes it comes out wrong or whatever, and it is okay, like, for your body to change in college.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, like, first of all, you're still growing and you're still developing. And also,
second of all, you don't
you're
have
eating
a kitchen.
Differently. Yeah.
You're
nobody's cooking
yourself.
For you. You're enjoying
yeah.
for yourself. You also, my thing, I had no money. So I was
yeah.
going to $1 pizza,
yeah.
two bros, every single night.
You're not working out.
It was a dollar. Like,
yeah.
I didn't have any money. Like, that's what I did. I spent all my money on alcohol and Jewel pods. And so I went and got $1 pizza. You
yeah.
know?
As you should.
As
you
biatch should.
Should.
And let me tell you, you find your groove and you figure yourself
yes.
out.
Yeah.
And that is actually, like, such a beautiful thing to happen, because that is the rest of your life. Your body ebbs and flows and changes, and it is,
and people okay. are gonna judge your body yeah. whatever you look like, so like yeah. just have fun and be yourself and don't worry about
and enjoy. You gotta give yourself some grace, because it's yeah. like you're just having fun. And
I had never been on my own before, like I had yeah. never had a CVS right down the block from me. I didn't know what a bodega was. The bagel store across the street, yeah, I'll have that every day. Like yeah. I didn't know. And so yeah. there was no reason for, like, I mean, my family did the same thing G's family yeah. did, so it's like they meant the best and they were trying to look out for you, but it's like yeah. just save that.
Just save it, because yeah. it will all figure itself yes. out, and it's okay. No worries, and don't and be too hard also on yourself.
Like, yeah. Why is that so? This could be a whole nother topic, which we should do, like yeah. one on like body stuff. But it's like in media too, like the freshman 15, like yeah. it's such a thing that's talked about. Like yeah. I remember going to college, everybody was talking about like, mm-hmm. oh my god, are you gonna get the freshman 15? Like.
Yeah.
What about, like, what classes am I taking? Right. What about, like, oh, where am I living? Or, like, whatever. Yeah. Like, the freshman 15 is what you're fucking worried about. And then I think it just got, yeah. like, stuck in my head. And then I was so scared of it. And I'm like, mm-hmm. well, girl, it still happened to you. So you were still thinking about it. And it still happened. So who gives a shit, you know?
Right.
Who gives a freaking shit?
Anyway, we hope you guys all have, if you're starting college, if you're becoming a freshman this year, we hope you have the best time ever. Don't put too much pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
And just have fun.
You have to have the best time ever, because and these are your friends for life. Of your life.
These are going to be your bridesmaids.
These are going to be your bridesmaids.
Just kidding.
The people you meet the first day of college, that's they're going to be there at your yeah. funeral. So
that's it. And we'd like to just say thank you so much again, Nike, for sponsoring yes. this video.
Thank you, Nike.
And we'll see you guys in the next one. Kisses.
Love y'all. Kisses.